welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSB. We're TLUSB!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Level Up Show podcast. It's episode 292. I believe that's right. I feel like for some reason I might have duplicated the... Nope, 292. Okay, I'm right. Perfect.
Got him.
Thank goodness.
Forever doing 292.
I'm trying to think. I was trying to think of like the old AT, like call ATT, the super cheap phone call commercials. What were those?
1020?
10-10-220, there you go. I think it was 8-2-2. I was like 8-2-2-9-2. Yeah. That's the, best call you could make, I think. With me, as always, as you hear in the background, that is Ryan and Ralph. They're both here. They're both ready to talk some video games and probably some fingering. We'll get to that, though. It'll be exciting, I promise.
Find your maiden first.
Yeah. Maidenless fingers, I think. Yeah. It's like fingerless gloves. But first, what's been up, boys? Anything crazy happening? No Snowmageddon down for Ralph this week, I don't think.
My goodness, it's been nice Mageddon around here.
Heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It was nice Monday and Tuesday and maybe Wednesday. I was at work Wednesday, I don't remember. But for sure, Monday and Tuesday were hella nice up here. I grilled out and smoked some ribs on Monday and hung out in the garage. It was excellent.
Yeah, that sounds like things to do.
Yeah.
When it's not.
Ryan, have you had to mow yet? Mow your new lawn?
Fuck, no. We don't have to do that until... What, like May?
I mean,
the end of March?
There was somebody, the days that it was nice, was mowing his lawn.
Of course they were.
Why?
he's like 70 years old. The dude is out there mowing his lawn.
Like, I think most of my grass looks pretty dead still. So it did not look like it has grown over the winter.
Apparently this guy thinks to revive the grass, you must mow the grass. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who would be mowing, wouldn't it? Like voluntarily when the gas is so high.
Listen, maybe they have leftover cheap gas, so they're like, I haven't hit the inflation yet. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, the push mower.
Yeah, it was the old choppers. Yeah, that's all he was using. Oh, was the old chopper. Yep.
I was in Illinois yesterday, and gas was $4.09.
Oh, it's $3.59 around here.
It just went up to $3.49 here.
So expensive, all because of something that we're not involved with. It's insane.
That was going to be Obama.
Yeah, thanks Osama. Obama thing. Yeah, thanks Osama. Absolutely. Thanks Kiev, or however the fuck you say that. Yeah.
Keef from the Righteous Gemstones.
Is that where he's at?
I just watched both seasons of that. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You need to get your own Muscle Men crew. I still never understood what the Muscle Men crew was supposed to do.
I don't know either. They're Muscle Men, Daddy.
It's not Muscle Boys.
This is unrelated, but have you guys watched on Netflix that show called I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson?
I haven't done it yet. I keep seeing a lot of good things, though.
It's got some hella good skits. It's hit and miss, but when it hits hard. This is completely absurd. It's like a skit will start somewhere, and where it winds up is totally unexpected.
So it's improv?
No, it's scripted. It's kind of like, you know, like Chappelle's show or whatever, but...
People have been talking about that Murderville show, too, with Will Arnett.
I watched that.
I think part of that's improvised, but maybe not.
The whole thing. Like everything with the guest character is improvised, but there's scripts around the rest of the actors.
Oh, okay.
I haven't checked that out.
Like the guest character actually has to try to solve the murder.
Without having anything to do with it?
Well, I mean, they're the cop.
Oh, okay.
They're like a detective trainee or whatever. And I watched every episode I've watched, they've got it wrong except for the first one. Conan O'Brien got it right.
Marshawn Lynch got it wrong.
Oh yeah.
Did he say it was? Did he say it was Skittles just to keep with the brand?
No, his was kind of fucked up because like they were three identical twins, and one of them was the murderer.
Perfect.
So. All right.
What's in the box? It's one of your brothers.
Yeah, one of them killed their mom.
Oh shit! Jesus Christ. yeah, I still haven't jumped on the gemstones either. I need to get on the gemstone craze.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, second season I thought was better. They're both good though, but Eric Andre's in the second season, so that's nice.
He's real
so
good.
So is Joe Jonas.
Yeah, he is. Oh well, no, I'm not gonna spoil that one. But yeah, there's another cameo that's pretty good in the second season.
I'll have to get on it. I have not been watching a whole lot of television. I have been absolutely consumed with Horizon, which we will talk about. But that has been the primary focus of anything I've done television related. That and, of course, wrestling, because I just can't get away from wrestling to save my life, unfortunately. Old Vince McMahon.
Did you watch the Pat McAfee interview?
Yeah, I watched the Vince interview on Pat McAfee yesterday. That was pretty good. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
It seemed kind of awkward to me.
I mean, you're talking to your boss / a billionaire and trying to like make normal conversation while also knowing that Vince doesn't like to talk about stuff. So that would make it really awkward.
Well, wasn't it already planned? Like Pat McAfee even mentioned that it was rumored to be happening. So like,
oh, the whole like WrestleMania thing? Yeah, the WrestleMania thing. That part was definitely awkward because they didn't build a program, and the big rumors flying around was that Vince was going to fight him, and it was going to end up being like a shoot part. So I think that part was for sure like scripted or like planned, obviously. But everything else seemed pretty legit. I mean, and Vince just seemed to talk normal. But again, getting a guy who doesn't like to talk or like to take compliments, and then all fucking McAfee wants to do is say thank you. Vince is like, you fucking said it four times. Stop saying it. Like, stop saying it.
Well, and then he was like talking about how he wasn't in the best shape. It's like, you knew you were going to be wrestling at WrestleMania. Why wouldn't you be working out?
But again, I think that's a work. I think he's bullshitting and just trying to play up the audience part of that, because I think he absolutely already knew. So we'll see. But yeah, I watched that. That was cool to see. Like, I mean, I think they said that's Vince's first outside interview in 15 years, which is kind of interesting.
It's a very safe interview.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he tried. He poked and prodded about, like, trying to get some backstory from him, and Vince was like, nope.
Oh, I just meant, like, compared to that one guy that interviewed Vince talking about how, like, he doesn't provide health care for his...
Oh, yeah. He definitely didn't, like, put him on the...
responsible for any other deaths.
Didn't put him on the spot on any of that shit. Didn't ask him about Cody Rhodes or, you know, anything like that, which I kind of thought that he would. But, you know, it wasn't as good as the Brock Lesnar interview. The Brock Lesnar interview was awesome. That was
Brock
fucking great.
Broke the chair.
And the table, and then chucked his headphones. That whole thing was fucking awesome. And Brock just being a normal dude, just some fucking
very red face.
Some farm boy that lives in Canada and owns a bunch of acres and runs it like an active farm. It's just fun to listen to. So, yeah, between old AEW, who just bought Ring of Honor, which is kind of strange if you guys know anything about old wrestling stuff. That's interesting to know that a company that, I mean, Ring of Honor just kind of went under a little bit. They took a quote-unquote hiatus, and then the guy that runs AEW, Tony Khan, went out and bought him up. So
does that mean CM Punk can win the title Ring of Honor again?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, it means he could go back to Ring of Honor primarily and go from there. So it's good stuff.
The Cody Rhodes thing I thought was weird, because I thought Cody Rhodes was considered like a somewhat of a co-founder.
He's an EVP,
That was pretty weird.
Yeah, that's the big blow, right? It was like you have one of the guys that helped found this thing and start this thing, and he's like, I'm leaving. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And the rumors
that Vince McMahon didn't give him good roles in the past either.
No, that's the weird part about it, is like Vince did not treat him seriously or anything. And so the idea that you would go back to a company that didn't treat you well is mind boggling. But again, if they're backing the Brinks truck up and adding some zeros to the end of that contract, I guess maybe you'll do whatever you want if somebody's like, here's millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, get out the polka dot suit that his dad wore.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what he was fucked up. That's what he got put in before he left, was the old Stardust suit.
Yeah.
That was that was right around the time Ralph stopped watching. Probably it was when he was doing the Stardust stuff.
Probably. I don't.
It's been so long. Recall. It's been so long. I miss Goldust.
He's still around.
He was in AEW with his brother. Dustin Rhodes. Okay. Wrestling as Dustin Rhodes. Yeah.
Well.
That's a whole weird situation. But yeah, we'll see what the wrestling landscape looks like after that. But until then, let's talk some video game news, which there is not a ton of. Thanks to Ralph for throwing some things up there, because I didn't have a lot.
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
The thing I had was that Anthony Mackie is starring in the Twisted Metal movie, which is strange to me. I like Anthony Mackie, though, so cool, but also, why are they trying to do this?
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a movie from everything that I've read.
Huh. I don't get any of this.
Yeah.
But apparently Uncharted did well, so why not?
I mean, at the end of the day, this says TV show, so you were right, I am wrong. This says Peacock TV, Peacock developed TV show.
Peacock, okay, yeah. They love their audience.
Yeah, everyone loves, they own the WWE Network now, so perfect timing, I would think, right? To bring up an adaptation of a video game series that launched many, many, many years ago.
And that's what Sony wants. Sony wants it on Peacock.
They must.
They got to reboot. Here, I'll even show you. They got to reboot this hot jam, WWE Crush Hour.
Oh, yeah.
Finding the best worlds of Twisted Metal and wrestling.
There you go.
John Cena in that one. Is that before John Cena's time?
I don't know. I don't see him on the box anywhere, so he must have been before his time. 2003. I don't know. When did he come out?
I think it was around that time.
Yeah, probably so. 2002, 2003.
Okay, it's got Rob Van Dam on the cover, so
It's R-V-D.
Did they ever use Rob Van Dam well? Like, why would he be on the cover?
Yeah, RVD was really, really popular there for quite a few years, actually. Remember, he's the guy that beat John Cena in ECW's arena. And there, that was the whole if Cena wins, we riot situation. That was with RVD. Yeah. And RVD won and took the title. So.
And then they rioted anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it's Philadelphia, so that's what they do.
Yeah.
Taking it to the streets.
Charlie Baron and Green Man.
I hope so. That would be the best. He was fighting the Philadelphia Philly. The Philadelphia Fanatic. Is that what he is? Fanatic. Yeah.
I don't get a Twisted Metal TV show, but I guess I could be surprised.
It's apparently being written by the dude that did Cobra Kai, and people seem to really like that Cobra Kai shit. I have never watched any of it, but people.
The guy that did Death Race.
That's probably the wrong direction to go in, but listen, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Who's watching Peacock? People who love The Office.
I have Peacock. The only thing I use it for is WWE stuff. So that tells you how much I use it once a month, if that. So we'll see. Good for Anthony Mackie. Hopefully, I mean, he's getting paid, so good for him. Can't make a billion Falcon things, but I'm sure he's doing okay. They also announced Resident Evil 2, 3, and 7 are all getting enhanced for the next generation consoles. That's supposed to be coming out later this year, right, Ralph?
That's what I read. Won't they do the same thing with 4, 5, and 6 and just like put out a physical version of them on every console on?
Did those games not run at 60 to begin with? Is that what they're shooting for here? The remake of 2, 3, and then 7?
2 and 3, they try to get as close to 60 as possible. Not sure about 7. I think 7 does in some modes. Depends on if you have like a Pro or Xbox One X. But
I don't know.
I think 2 and 3 run at 60 frames per second.
I just wondered what they were pushing for to like add to this if they weren't already hitting high frame rate.
Capcom loves easy money, so
it's true. Frame rate, ray tracing, 3D audio, and then the PS5 versions will take advantage of the haptic feedback and adaptive triggers on the DualSense controller.
Resident Evil to target 60 frames per second on all four consoles.
Ryan's favorite, Carpal Tunnel of Love, the PlayStation 5 controller.
I think the Xbox one hurts my hand more. It's really? Just the PlayStation 2 or 5's resistance bullshit.
Yeah, that's what they're going to take advantage of is the haptic feedback and the triggers.
Yeah, I'm going to turn that shit off.
Perfect. And then the last piece of news, I believe, dropped today. They dropped a trailer and announced that the House of the Dead remake is coming out in April, which is either really cool or maybe scary because they're like, hey, here's a trailer. It's coming out next month.
They'd announced it over a year ago, I think. It's been quite a long time. I don't have a whole lot of hope for it, but whatever. It's kind of cool. I'd rather they just put out like every House of the Dead game.
Right.
And one collection. They don't have to be remade.
That would be cool. I would be down for that.
This isn't on there, but their Dark Alliance 2 is also getting a remaster. Going to come out on PC and probably the rest of the consoles too. But
yeah. Why? I saw they mentioned a Switch port.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Got to get those old games out there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Probably make a collection too with 1 and 2 now.
I would be down. I'd be down for some House of the Dead collection shit or just those old, you know, arcade shooters.
That'd be fun. Overkill in there, get Type into the Dead in there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know how many House of the Dead games there are, but
I think there's 1 through 4.
I remember 4.
I don't think 4 ever got a physical release on anything. I think it was you could download it on PS3 and 360 probably. But I never played 4.
1 is the one I remember the most.
I remember 2 the most because 2 and Typing of the Dead are like the same game. Except Typing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But,
except you don't hear reload, and Typing in the Dead.
Yeah. But yeah, House of the Dead 2's got that one, the first boss, it's that high pitched thing, and it keeps saying something about G, suffer like G did. And like the voice acting is hilarious.
I couldn't hear it that well in the arcade. So I didn't get to hear most of their talking. I just couldn't believe that guy threw himself off the roof at the end, like all that trouble, and he just throws himself off the roof.
You know, live, laugh, love.
That's what we do here on the podcast. We live, we laugh, and we love.
I'm pretty sure he had that on somewhere in his office, you know, somewhere on the wall.
Drove him nuts.
Under bad bitches only.
I only fuck with bad bitches.
So I deliver mail in Hannibal, and there's a truck I've seen in Hannibal that has on the back glass, bad bitches only. And then I saw another truck, and it just says on the back glass, fuck around and find out.
Have you indeed intended to fuck around and find out with said truck?
I think you're going to get shot.
You should race him in the mail truck.
I don't know if that truck runs because it is set in that same spot for quite a long time.
All the
time.
More reason to race him in the mail truck.
I don't know, maybe it's booby trapped.
Yeah, but that's a sticker I want on the back of my car.
Yeah, that's why it's telling you to fuck around and find out because it's booby trapped and it's going to go bang.
In small town Missouri's, I would think that something like that means you might get shot.
Somebody about to get shanked. Or they're waiting for Jackson Mahomes to show up in Hannibal.
Supposedly he's moving to LA.
Tell him to fuck around and find out. You see all those people tell him to go to the gang neighborhoods too? That was pretty funny.
Yikes.
Poor Jackson Mahomes.
They can use some dancing in their lives.
Yeah, some TikToks. Yeah, all of a sudden the Crips and the Bloods got TikTok channels.
Oh man, they might.
I don't know how that's the thing. Like, I don't get how that's how Jackson Mahomes is famous. He's just doing a bunch of dances that other people do.
Listen, let's be honest here. Kim Kardashian's famous because she sucks some black dude's dick and got it filmed and it went viral. Like, that's why she's famous.
Well, but she also had her mom who was married to that OJ lawyer, and then her dad. Well, her stepdad
is now a female. Yeah.
Well, famous athlete at the time.
True. I mean, still technically a famous athlete, but just under all of that. So still.
I guess Jackson Mahomes' dad was a baseball player, and now his brother's a football player.
I remember having some Pat Mahomes baseball cards back in the day, pitched on the Twins. Yeah.
But it seems like you're just phoning it in, right? If that's what you're doing, you're just dancing on TikTok.
And just looking like an idiot all the time. He's got such a punchable face. Like, I think Patrick Mahomes has got a punchable face, but his brother has got a way bigger. Like, I just, that kid's face sucks so much.
Is he taller than Patrick, too? I think he's taller.
I don't know.
I wonder why he's not.
Probably.
Like, is he not good at baseball or something? He had to be.
The dude doesn't look like he's good at anything, so that's probably why he's dancing on TikTok.
I know Patrick was good at baseball.
Yeah, Patrick could have played baseball instead. Probably should have. Got all this lockout, wouldn't have been able to play for a year. Took a year off.
Yeah, hopefully baseball never comes back, so your Braves will be the
world the infinite world champions.
You just have to watch minor league baseball, just watch the Cubs.
Or college, college High baseball. Cubs,
I mean, college has started already.
Yeah, it's on already. I've never paid attention to college baseball, so I don't know where to start or like what team to root for. But because Iowa State does not have a baseball team.
Is Northern Iowa?
Iowa has a baseball team, but I don't know.
I know. Yeah, I know Iowa does for sure.
So I'm not sure.
Oh man, dude! Like I have never been to a game at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
Finding a place to park is fucking a nightmare. Like I had no idea. Like they have like four different lots.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I can park in. Sure. Some of them you're not supposed to park in. There's supposed to be special people that park in those. So yeah, it's horrible. I pulled in one spot and the guy asked me if I had a ticket. I was like, no. And then I tried to ask him where I could park and he just sends me through. It's like, okay, does that mean I park here?
Or
do I find somewhere else? But
when I parked, I was going up the road that curves around heads towards Carver. And then I saw everyone kind of pulling off into these two lots, and it was either you go to this lot and it was $20 to park, or you go up the hill and walk a little farther and it was $5. And I'm like, fuck, $5 it is.
Yeah. So I ended up parking in the children's hospital, their parking garage.
Yeah.
Not very big. You think it'd be bigger.
No,
but
it's not.
Ended up $3 parking in the children's hospital.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a jaunt. Not too bad.
Yeah.
How'd you like the game? That place is really nice. Like it's other than like I think
old.
It does like seem really old.
Like 80s kind of vibe too.
Them seats, man. I told you, them seats are something else.
Yeah, it felt kind of like stuffy too in there. Like I don't know if they knew. Like when I went, it was still warm out. So like I don't know if they adjusted for it's like 60 some degrees outside. So yeah, it was kind of stuffy in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, saw some dude nail a half court shot. During one of the breaks, he's freaking out. He like chest bumped Fran McCaffrey.
I saw a headline. I was like, "Wait, that was that game that Ryan was at."
Yeah, but he missed the first one. But
what did he win?
I don't know if he won anything. He was like part of the coaching staff. He might have won something. I didn't hear what he won, but
you're not fired this year. Cool.
He was like a student coach or something like that.
Yeah. It's a nice, it's a fun time, I think. And I will tell you, like I said, that Keegan Murray dude, real good.
Yeah, I got to see him dunk it on our end a couple times. But Connor McCaffrey, normally not a good shooter, but he was making threes. So he was like blowing his hand off after. And I was like, dude, come on, man.
Like he's a bowler.
Yeah, normally you miss the ones that you need to hit. Like, Northwestern was just god awful the whole night. It was pretty bad. So
you guys won by like 20, didn't you?
Yeah, they won by quite a bit. Like Northwestern was like never in it.
Never in it. So. Yeah. Did you guys leave before the game was over so you beat traffic? Mm-hmm. We left 3 minutes left.
We left with like 30 seconds left. So. Yeah,
I mean, and it was already technically over. I'm sure.
Yeah. Some kid from Cedar Rapids. It was his senior night, and he hit a 3-pointer from kind of deep, and so the whole stadium just went nuts.
Yeah,
our whole arena went nuts.
It's just that arena is built so strangely because it's just like a giant divot, right? Because it's just one section and everything just goes down instead of it Hilton where it's tiered a little bit. It just felt weird.
You look at it from the outside, it doesn't look like it'd be a
giant hole.
Yeah, because it's like very small at the top. So yeah, and then just goes downwards.
It's definitely interesting, but
yeah. I've walked through it before, but I just never went to, because like when I went to a Northwestern game as a kid, they gave us a tour of Carver Hawkeye. I just never saw a basketball game there.
Well, now you have. Check it off the bucket list.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's
a good opponent to go see him play.
Absolutely.
Northwestern was terrible.
And now they get the double bye and all that business, so exciting times for the Hawkeyes in basketball time.
Yeah, so they could lose in the first round of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that's the – listen, at least you get there. I mean, we're going to get there, and we're going to get our shit stomped by Baylor on, I think it's Saturday, tomorrow, and then, yeah, it's going to be a deal. So we'll see. All right, well, let's move on to the things we've been playing, and I'm going to go ahead and start with Ralph and I. Ralph, give me some experiences. Tell me a little bit more about your time with Horizon Forbidden West.
What is it that you have been playing lately?
I have not played it much. I finally finished the Death's Door mission that we talked about last time. Man, that was pissing me off trying to jump and not fall into the water.
Yeah, that platforming sucks.
I don't know. Like, I'm sure that game does jumping and stuff fine, but it's like, that's not what I want to do in that game. There's like no enemies in that area and you're just jumping. I think I don't,
yeah.
Turn me off a bit, but I mean, I still like it a lot and the combat's still super fun, but I really haven't touched it much. How far are you?
I just, got another tall neck. I think that's my third tall neck. I did that just before the show. And that whole thing was a nightmare. It fucking pissed me off just cause again, it was a lot of platforming and stuff that it's like in the originals where you could just climb the tall necks. That was cool. And I enjoyed that even if they would like buck you off, which I feel like that happened. This is like, hey, instead of climbing any of these, you have to find other ways to get on top of it. And it's like, this kind of sucks, but, just got through that. I have now, there's things in the game that you have to, collect. I am now at the point of collecting a third one of these things. And I believe that is, I would say, close to halfway through the game, main story-wise. But let me tell you, as soon as I unlocked that tall neck and looked at the map, I got scared again because there's just so fucking much to do. Like I was talking about this the other day with a buddy of mine. I just feel like I love the idea of getting my money's worth in an open world game, but I could also do without some of the things. Like, it just seems like there's too fucking much to do.
Most of them are optional, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but unless you have, like, OCD and you're like, I want to clear out the areas, please. This is not that kind of, like, it fucks with my brain because I went through this area that I'd already went through and three green arrows pop up and exclamation points pop up. And it's like, hey, we got more shit for you to do if you want it. It's like, fuck, like I don't, but I do. So I feel like I'm super over leveled. I feel like I'm level 34 and I think I'm going into a mission that requires me to be 28. And it's like, oh boy. Now I haven't spent time really upgrading my gear at all or my, weapons a ton. So maybe that'll come into play and be kind of a deal, but I figured it'll be a hell of a lot easier for me to upgrade any of that once I unlock more area, right? So I know where to go to find that shit.
Yeah, I would say so.
So
yeah, I still have a lot of fun with it. I've just been trying to get Arceus out of the way.
How's that been?
It's good.
You're not selling me that you believe that it's good.
Well, it just doesn't want to end because like no game does anymore.
That's exactly fucking right.
So I forgot to talk about the boss battles last time. So there's five different noble Pokemon that have been frenzied, okay. And you have to quell the frenzy. So you'll have a boss battle where it's like one Pokemon and he's like, I don't know, throwing some kind of bullshit at you. And you it's almost like a third person shooter, sort of. You're like walking around the environment throwing these bags of, well, they're called balms, BALMS.
Oh, okay. Not balls.
Throwing balls at him. Like of something it likes or likes to eat or whatever. You're trying to calm it down. So you're like dodging the moves and throwing the balms at him. It's kind of interesting, and it's very new for a Pokemon game. But I just quelled the frenzy of the fifth noble Pokemon, and I just did something else, and now I'm going to confront the hole in the sky, which is where my character came from. I just have this fear that it won't let me finish the game without collecting, without catching every Pokemon.
Oh,
and there,
no way.
There are 224, and I have 150 something.
I would think that that can't be a thing, right? There's no shot that's how it works.
I gotta get the shinies.
I have one shiny. Because there's some like side mission where it's like, can you go check out this Ponita? It kind of looks weird. And it was a shiny one, but it barely looked different to me. But I've kind of gotten the vibe that you need to catch all the Pokemon. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I'm almost to what seems like the final confrontation. So we'll find out.
Right on. Yeah, we also forgot to mention, as I just didn't put it in the notes, they announced a new Pokemon coming out this year called Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah, and it's, people are upset that it's like going back to the old
ways,
catching methods.
I mean, essentially it's Sword and Shield, which was also on Switch, so I don't know what they expected.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, Brilliant Diamond and
Shining Pearl
came out, and it's
all
the same.
That same shit. So like,
yeah, I mean, like, I guess Arceus is like a spinoff technically, but I think people like the way they do that so much in that game that they would want that in all the rest of the games, which I agree.
Even at the same time, like the Scarlet and Violet's probably been in development for four or five years. So hard to be upset about that. I learned that from Ryan. Games just don't get made overnight. So I like, you can't be mad about that shit. You can't
just copy shit. Doing those, what do they do? Those 24 hours game jams.
Yeah.
Isn't that how Mass Effect Andromeda got made?
Yeah. 24 hours. Stamp it, still. Ship it.
Yeah.
Stamp it and ship it. What else about Arceus? Anything fun or exciting happen to you while you've been playing it, or are you just trying to get to that grinding point and be done?
Does this feel like Breath of the Wild still? Or
no? No. I mean it like I said, it's going for that vibe, like the way it's trying to look, and I don't know, kind of like, I'm not going to say like Breath of the Wild has like an eerie vibe to it, but something kind of like
ominous,
foreign or ominous to it, you know, and this kind of has the same vibe, but yeah, no, nothing breaks.
So are there gyms and are you fighting trainers?
No, none of that.
What the hell?
You rarely fight any humans. Yeah, I don't know. It's quite a bit different.
How are you going to get a pack of muscle men if there's no gym?
Just walking around. Those dudes, they are very muscular. Yeah, no, I don't know. I like it. I just am ready for it to be over, and we will see if it can be over soon.
Yeah,
does it seem like way better than the other Pokemon games that have come out on Switch?
I guess the last one I played that wasn't Pokemon Snap was that what's it called? Let's Go Pikachu.
Hey You Pikachu, yeah.
You didn't play Sword or Shield either, did you, Derek?
I did not, no.
Oh, dang, none of us have played Sword or Shield.
I've never finished a mainline Pokemon game, so that's how interesting they've been to me, I guess. So this one has been the most interesting, definitely.
Wonder why they didn't make two versions of this one. It's like we're getting serious. We're getting Breath of the Wild serious.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't want to say is like why I think that. But I mean, I guess like with the... They probably... I guess there's like 900 Pokemon now or more, so they could have put different Pokemon in the games, but I don't even know how Game Freak has enough people to make all these games the way it is.
I don't think they do. I think that's why it looks the way it does.
Because, man, this... I can't believe Arceus... Well, like, so Pearl and Diamond came out in, what, like, November, and then Arceus in January, and then Violet and Scarlet in probably this November, and then, yeah, I don't... Who knows what else? It's like... I got too much going on, but I guess strike when iron's hot.
Gotta sell those cards too.
Yeah. Not into that jam.
Do they still make the anime? Or is anime not a thing anymore?
There's well, on your Switch you could download the Pokemon app, which has all kinds of Pokemon anime to watch for free somehow. And there's a Arceus movie they just put on there.
Nice.
Watch. Which I might check out, maybe. So I guess they're still putting out anime.
There are a lot of human characters in Arceus.
Yeah, there's like a town, and there's humans there. But like I said last week, most of them are like freaked out by Pokemon. They're like, they're just like walking around, and like it's weird. We don't want to be near those things.
So did they make a Detective Pikachu game or no?
Yeah, there's a 3DS game of it. I never played it, though.
But Ryan Reynolds is not in it.
No, Danny DeVito on that one.
No. We both got
Danny DeVito do good Pikachu voice.
It'd be pretty fun. Yeah. Hell yeah. Grandpa Pikachu, let's go. All right, well, Pokemon Horizon, we chatted about a little bit, and that also leaves the fact that you had to play your backlog loser game of the week. On the Evercade, tell me about Incantation.
Incantation is a side-scrolling run-and-gun sort of. It's like a little magician dude, and you're shooting magic at enemies. I don't know. The levels are so dumb. There's like hardly any enemies, and you have to like collect three what looks like stalks of wheat. Just bouncing around in the level, and something that are hidden sometimes, and you can't exit the level unless you have found all three of them.
What?
And then you fight a boss at the end of every level, and the bosses are a joke, and they're a bullet sponge.
Oh, and, no. So this game isn't good.
Like, it's okay. I just looked up on price charting, because I thought this was rare. Like, I mean, I'm playing on Evercade, but the Super Nintendo cartridge... If you got it loose, $250.
Holy buckets.
So I was assuming it must have been rare because I never heard of it. I got the level stage 7, and I think it said there were 12 stages. And I was like, that's probably good enough.
Yeah, I think so. It's a good shake at the game.
But it's – would I go out and buy it for $252?
Fuck absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I? What do I look like, a fucking idiot?
Yeah, that's prime investment right there.
Absolutely. The return on this thing is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard? It's only going up for incantations. Elden Ring thing's making everything go on fire.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, so I guess that's a cool thing about Evercade also, because like that's on a collection of, I think it's like 6 games on that cartridge. So like, I don't know, rare shit like that I would have never played ever
right
in my life. And so it's kind of cool to be able to play it. Even
fuck yeah. I'm all about it. I like that you have that Evercade thing. It's cool. It keeps, I looked at it the other day, but I'm just like, I just know I'm not the audience for this, but it's really cool looking.
Yeah. I don't know. It's almost like, I mean, I'm kind of into like video game history and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I think that helps if, because it's almost more like interesting to see some of these games and like fun to play them. So I don't know. It's so cheap for the games. Like,
right. For what you're getting. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
pricey for the actual system, but
I mean, not really. And considering what you're able to do with it, I think it's kind of worth it, you know? So
yeah, I think it is, but yeah, not just for everyone.
Right. Absolutely. Anything else? Go ahead.
I played the Kirby demo. Did you play
it? I did not. I forgot. I mentioned that in our chat, and then I never got to download it. And did you like it? Did it put you 100% in on buying it, or what?
So
is there mouthful mode in the demo?
There is.
Fuck yes.
Very much is.
It's like they're gonna tease you with that.
Listen, I only need 30 seconds in most things, so if I get 30 seconds of mouthful mode in the demo, it's all over for me.
Yeah, there's a few couple opportunities to get mouthful mode. It feels a lot like Super Mario 3D World, which is a plus.
Okay.
But not like Odyssey?
No, it's not as open as Odyssey. Mm-hmm. It feels pretty linear, and I think you're just picking levels like 3D World, at least from what I can tell from the demo. And like I like playing 3D World better. I don't love, like, I like Kirby games, but I don't love having to suck up an enemy to get a power. Like, I'd rather, like, just hit, like, a block and get a power, like in Mario.
Yeah.
So, the demo, it seems fine, but after I played it, I was like, do I really need to play this? I don't know.
Sure.
So, I canceled my pre-order.
Did you turn into a car?
I did turn into a car.
I wondered once they said that it was the first three levels of the game. I'm like, that's a pretty good, like, hey, you're either going to like this or you're not with the amount of the demo. So that's why I wondered if it would make me be 100% in or out. So I'm glad to hear that it put you on the other way.
I mean, it was fun. And it's just, I was just like,
But is it $60 fun?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. And so I canceled that and like, I'd used a bunch of Amazon credit because I used the Amazon credit card and get all the reward points. I used a bunch of that to pre-order it, and then I canceled it, and I was like, man, I keep reading reviews of this game that just came out that's comparing it to Final Fantasy Tactics, and I'm like, I want to play it.
Triangle Strategy.
Oh my God.
It earlier. It's coming next week. Yeah, I mean, I ended up getting it for like 35 or something. So
you're gonna hate that shit.
Yeah, I may hate it. I don't know.
I was tempted to buy it too. But I was like, I don't know. I the only reason why I'm holding off is because maybe it'll come out on other consoles. But
yeah,
Understand why it's a Switch exclusive.
HD 2D.
Octopath came out on Xbox. I don't remember if it came out on PS4.
No.
But it was, I think it was on PC from the start, but for some reason Triangle Strategy isn't. I don't know why.
Well, I was not interested at all, and then somebody said it was like the second coming of Final Fantasy Tactics, and I was like, man, I used to love watching my brother play Final Fantasy Tactics, and I was too young, I feel like, to understand what was going on, but I want to play that shit. So next week I'll probably be like, yeah, I got rid of that, but we'll see.
I mean, I always want you to find games. I always want you to find games that you love, but I totally feel like you're just going to throw this in a trash can.
Hey, I don't know. You surprised us before. You like Disgaea.
That's true. That is true. That was a big one.
Yeah. I never played a tactics game, Final Fantasy Tactics. I mean, I had one of my brother's friends used to play Vandal Hearts, and that's similar. And I always thought that game looked awesome. And I mean, like, it's probably more complicated. Well, I'm sure it's more complicated than Mario plus Rabbids, but it's similar concept. So,
I mean,
we'll see.
Cheap right now.
Is it, though?
Well, I mean, like,
just play an XCOM game.
XCOM's probably too much for me. I've heard this is more simplified.
Yeah, at 95 hours to beat, I'm sure it's simple.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
That's longer than...
It's longer than a lot of things.
The reviews I saw were saying they didn't say that high. Some said like 50.
I think Octopath Traveler was like one of the longest Switch games I played. It was like 60, I think.
Whatever.
But I mean, I made it 60.
Like I said, I hope you absolutely love it. I really, really do. I just, you are like, it's so fun to see how each year progresses and depends on what's going on. But normally you're not the guy for long games, and all your games this year are like fucking bangers. I mean, just monsters of dick. Just 50 hours of everything.
Look at HD2D for 90 hours.
It'll change your life.
I was trying to buy less games, which I guess doesn't really solve the problem if they're longer.
I mean, but it keeps you busier longer, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I don't know about me, but a normal person can just stick with it.
Listen, I've got this game for you, okay? One of the greatest games of all time. It's
Werewolf?
Really good. Werewolf, no. It's really good. I think it's even on sale on the PlayStation Store right now. Some would even call it Royal. Yeah? You know what I'm saying? Yeah? Battle Royale, yeah. buy Persona. Buy Persona. Just do what we did. One of us.
I don't know. Do you like the turn-based stuff? Because if you don't, you might not like Persona.
I do, but I don't. I feel like Persona seem like I wouldn't want to have to follow a guide like Derek said he did. I probably feel like I would have to because
it's not that bad, man. Following that guide was super.
I think
easy.
A lot of people do. I think I've definitely like if I want to max out the like
relationships,
I guess links. Yeah, I definitely follow a guide for that because if you fuck around and get off schedule, it's hard to catch up. There's only a certain number of days to catch up. What?
Yeah, this is daunting to me. It's like as if there's some kind of like time limit. If
you want to max them out, if you don't care about maxing all of them out, then you just do whatever you want. But I always like to max them out.
Yeah, I'd like to max them out.
Yeah, you got to max out all your relationships, max out all your credit cards. No. You don't get a credit card.
Yep, why use it if you're not going to max it out?
You know what I think I might do? You know, yeah, that's fucking great. That's the right idea. I think any financial advisor would tell you exactly that. Yeah. If you're not going to fucking use it. Students, not going to use it to its full potential.
One, you can max out two.
Right.
Yeah.
Why stop at two? Yeah. I considered doing something that I don't need to do, which was get PlayStation Now this week. And play Shadow Warrior because I kind of want to play Shadow Warrior. I don't know why, but I still might do that because I'm like, this seems like a fun and stupid thing to do.
Yeah, he probably get a trial, but like, I don't understand. Shadow Warrior 2 is kind of like a co-op loot shooter.
Yeah, this looks like Bulletstorm.
And then this one, yeah, they've changed and like the reviews aren't super hot because no.
But the gameplay I looked at looked like a fucking Bulletstorm almost. And I was like, maybe this is fun?
It might be fun. Like, Special Reserve Games has a exclusive physical edition. Saw but it's that. Like $60. It's like, I don't know if this is worth it.
Yeah. I also almost bought Disco Elysium because it's like the cheapest I've ever seen it right now. It's like $22, but I haven't done it.
Physical or digital?
No, that's digital.
Oh.
Yeah. You know me and my digital sales. I can't help myself sometimes.
Get back to that game.
Yeah. It's another big one.
Intimidating.
Yeah, it's another big one. All right. Anything else, Ralph, that you talked about or that you played you want to chat about?
No, I don't think I played anything else.
Right on. I don't have too much more to add on The Old Horizon. I think that game is a lot of fun. I think there are parts of it that I get really frustrated by. There are times in the combat that I feel like even though I'm over-leveled, that the way that I am playing the game is not how they want me to play the game. So I'm just trying to learn and do what it wants me to do. But I also think that the more platforming I do, like I did tonight, the less I'm like, holy shit, I should just mainline this and be done with it. But I'm having a good time. Like some of the side stuff is really fun and really interesting, especially stuff that you just like stumble upon. On my way to this tall neck, I ran into this completely new encampment that I hadn't seen, wasn't on the map yet. And I just rolled through and it was like, hey, cool. Here's this badass place. It's like built on a cliff. and there's people there, and of course they want your fucking help. And it's like, this is the stuff that I enjoy because I just like fell upon this, but also, holy fuck, like I just don't need more fucking quests right now, bud.
Yeah. That game's great.
I'm 43 hours into that game.
Did you get that? Been using that spear? I was talking about.
Or the bolt, or the thing that you throw.
Yeah, and people explode.
No, but I did get like a disc catcher tonight. It was weird.
All right.
Like, think of, remember the old games back when we had nothing else to do? That was like the weird curved bat looking thing that you had the ball and you had to like throw it at people and you'd catch it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's that basically, but with a weapon, like an electric weapon. The African sisters that you meet in the beginning of the game are later in the game, they make that for you.
Oh, nice.
So okay. I'm like, oh, that's kind of nifty. So, nope, I haven't done that. I have literally not upgraded any of my weapons. I need to just, I have all of this money in this game, and I've not spent it on anything, so I should probably do that at some point.
I've upgraded, like, everything I can. I was getting, like, beast for upgrading so many things.
Yeah, I need to do that, and just, like, maybe fully max out my character, and then be like, all right, let's just fuck some shit up, because I've got some pretty badass armor, I just have not done anything with it yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, like, I got some kind of outfit first doing some mission, and then like I got the dye or whatever to change colors on it. Pretty neat.
The dyeing stuff is cool, and then the face paint's kind of nifty. Like, they definitely give you some nifty customization, but yeah, I'm just the story itself, you can get a little lost in if you're not mainlining it and you just get bombarded with the side stuff, and then it makes you care less about what's happening in the main story, and that I think is a problem. So,
I don't know. Maybe if you listen to Player One podcast recently, because I hadn't for a while. A couple of them are playing Horizon on story mode just to get to the story. I was like,
story mode?
Why would you play this game for the story? Because the combat is definitely the best part. I don't know.
Story mode.
I don't think it's that hard, is it? Besides the jumping.
I've gotten to some points where I had to fight a Thunderjaw, and in the middle of fighting a Thunderjaw that was level 30 when I was not, I was level 28 at that point. I was fighting a Thunderjaw, and then the big birds, I think they're Sun Wings or something like that. The giant fucking birds that spit fire at you also came down in the middle of the fight. So then you had to take on not one, but two of the hardest enemies in the game, and I was getting my shit rocked.
Get that triangle strategy going.
Yeah, I was really trying to push up the middle and get the fast break going on it, and it worked out okay. Phil was on the phone. He was trying to get the trap on me.
I've definitely died in the game a few times. Like, it's not like it's a cakewalk, but it's not. I wouldn't call it hard.
It's not insurmountable. No, definitely not. So.
No. Like, it's not punishing in any way either, you know.
Do you think the triangle strategy is just Phil Jackson's offense in the game?
Yes.
Or is it more like, Mexican standoff, like, kind of thing?
I don't know if there's a strategy in a Mexican standoff, though, is there?
Well, I mean, I think everybody's fucked, right?
The strategy is don't die, but guess what? Yeah. Everyone's going to die.
Don't shoot or everybody dies.
Right.
Who was the guy who wouldn't do the triangle? Was it Doug Collins?
I think so.
Like the Bulls got rid of him because
Michael wanted the triangle, and
it was whoever that old. It was some old man wanted the triangle, and Doug Collins like, nah, we're not doing the triangle, and then they're like, okay, get out of here, Doug.
Goodbye.
Collins.
You're fired.
The triangle guy.
Bring me the triangle guy.
And then they won 6 championships. So. Yeah. Who knows?
Lo and behold.
Probably haunts him. Probably sees triangles everywhere. Could have had 6 championships if he would just been on board.
Could have just rode out the storm. Would have just done it. All right. Well, the time has come to finger everything out about Elden Ring. And with that, it means the expert about the fingering is here, Ryan, first question I have about the fingers, how many?
Preferred amount of fingers is two, apparently. Two with really long hairs, ooh, gray hairs.
Where's the hair coming from?
I think it's like all over. It's hard to tell. Uh-huh. Definitely got some like hair, and I don't know the proper term.
How's the nail situation?
I was looking at the nails. So I have to take a look at those nails.
Your finger web? Great. Are you talking about the webs of your finger right there? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's some hair going in there too. But I don't have it. But I'm sure those fingers probably do.
Yeah.
But they move too. It does not look pleasant. Apparently they think stuff and do stuff.
Have they given you the bird?
That I was wondering why there wasn't three fingers, so that can happen, but no.
Sorry, I don't want to take up all the questions and all question time. Ralph, feel free to jump in with your fingers questions.
Collect fingers.
Okay. Are they chicken fingers?
No, they look human for the most part. And it's how you like summon, like if you want to
like, hey, somebody else's world, come here.
You use one of the fingers, get that finger out, leave your mark on the ground.
So this is exactly like Nier is what you're saying.
Yeah, almost. I haven't been able to implement the triangle strategy yet, but okay. Maybe if I could get three fingers, it'd be doable.
Is Amanda Bynes in this game because she's figuring it out?
She might be. I mean, there's definitely some female voice actors, so she could be one of them.
So
in terms of like shit you see on the map, it is the exact opposite of Horizon.
Like, there's no icons whatsoever.
There are when you find stuff, but there are no question marks, none of that shit. It's more just like, hey, this is where some ruins are. This is the town.
Biggest finger is the middle finger the map gives you.
Yeah. There's definitely no quest to list. There's none of that shit. Do you have a list of fingers, though?
I got a question that's probably dumb, but so out of like all the Souls-like games, like does this feel like any of the other ones specifically, or is it just kind of feel like its own?
It feels like Dark Souls. You can jump, so that's quite a bit different. Like, I mean, you could jump on those other games, we had to do it really weird. You have to like get a running start and then hit the button at the right time. This one, there's just like a dedicated jump button. And then, like, having a horse is pretty different, too. Like, I don't know. Did you get a horse in Sekiro? I don't remember if you got a horse. Or Sekiro. I don't remember how you even pronounce that game.
I don't really.
But, yeah, the horse. And the horse, it can be killed, but not permanently. And it's really easy to move around the world on the horse. Like, you're very rarely going to get fucked up when you're on the horse. So if you just, like, want to get away from shit, just get up on your horse. And
how does the horse combat feel?
Not good. It does not feel good. So the combat on the horse, like the right triggers makes you swing to the right. The left triggers make you swing to the left. I'm not good at it, so I just get off my horse and just fuck them up on the ground. Like to me, when I'm fighting another thing on a horse, it's much easier for me to just get off my horse and just kill their horse. It is pretty cool, though. Like, they have it kind of set up so that, like, sometimes when you kill the person's horse and then you kill the person shortly after, the person, like, falls dead on top of their horse. It looks kind of cool.
That's kind of nifty.
So I'm sure they did that on purpose, but I know they have, like, some of their ragdoll stuff. But the game feels really good just running around. Like, it is hard for some boss fights, but, like, in terms of just running around exploring the world, like, occasionally you're going to run into something that's just going to fuck you up, but most of the time you're running around and encountering stuff that you can handle. So it's not too hard running around and exploring. And then like the stuff you can't, you can for the most part get away. But like all the stuff, like if you play Dark Souls, like the poison stuff, the bleeding stuff, like all those status things, like all that stuff's in there. There's familiar weapons. There's definitely familiar enemies. A lot of asshole enemies too. A lot of traps.
A lot of jump scares.
Yeah, it's much like ambushes, I guess. And then, I mean, it's just, yeah, typical. Like, to me, and the thing is, like, in the open world, too, is they'll, like, there's this one area I was going, and I'm just booking it on my horse. And at the same time, there is this dragon coming down at me, and it is coming down to do some damage.
It wants to fuck you up.
It hit the ground, and I just missed it and just kept going because I'm not going to fight that dragon.
No fucking shit.
But yeah, there's tons of stuff that just comes out of nowhere. Like, if you're like, there's this one part where you come up to the gate of a castle and you can just go straight in, or I don't know if you can go around, but if you go in and try to fight the enemies already there, eventually this big, like, troll type thing is just going to jump down on top of you and just, like, come out of nowhere. So there's tons of stuff like that in the game. Most of it is an instant kill. Like, you can survive it when it happens and kind of react, but every once in a while you'll get an instant kill thing that'll suck. But
have you dealt with a lot of input lag? I feel like when I've watched people play, yeah, it's like they're trying to do something, but the character isn't catching up to what it's trying to get it to do.
Who's doing that? I bet they just suck.
I've watched like 2 or 3 other people play it, and they all said
PC or
PC, yeah, PC.
Oh, maybe on PC. Like, I know PC's having issues. I don't really feel that on the console. Like, I've never felt like, oh, I hit this button and it didn't happen. Most of it was is it dodging? Because, like, dodging, you got to be really good with your dodging, just like in those other games.
Yeah, otherwise, it definitely seems like they're hitting the dodge button and the person just isn't doing the action it's asking it to do.
It's doing the action. I just sometimes I dodge too early. So I haven't encountered any of that on the Xbox. But I know the PC, when it first launched, had some issues. Like, I know they patched it and fixed some of that, but I have no idea about PlayStation. But sure, the Xbox seems fine. But so far, like, I know it doesn't run at a smooth 60 frames per second, but I have that TV that's got that vertical refresh rate on it. So it seems to be doing okay. I can occasionally see some jitter, but for the most part, it seems pretty smooth.
What other finger questions you got there, Ralph?
I don't know of any, but here's another not quite finger. If there was a good entry point game for the Souls like games, is Demon's Souls?
I don't think so. I think Demon's Souls is one of the harder ones.
No.
To me, it's probably like 2 or 3. I think the first Dark Souls is harder than the other ones, but maybe the re-release isn't, because they did add some co-op stuff to it. And like the game, the way it's set up, there's a bunch of, like, so since it's open world, there's like extra bosses that you find, and most of those bosses aren't really that hard. You'll encounter a lot of those optional bosses, and you'll just fuck them up first try. They do have there's a bunch of different stuff that you can modify weapons and shit with. I don't usually mess with that kind of stuff. I know you can do it to really get badass weapons. I just never really had a need for it. You can definitely go down that rabbit hole. I usually just upgrade my weapons or find better weapons to just fit however I like to play. But they do have, like, summons that are separate from, like, people. So you can, like, summon, like, this jellyfish and use this jellyfish to distract enemies while you fight them. There's also, like, dogs. You can summon, like, 3 dogs to go in there and help you fight. There's some old man that does some magic that you can summon. There's other NPCs you can summon, too, that are near major bosses. Those guys are really helpful against, like, the non-major bosses. Like, if you summon a person to come in there and help you fight a non-major boss, you're just going to wreck it, which is kind of how Dark Souls 3 was. But the actual, like, storyline bosses, some of those are really hard. Like, I summoned 2 people to come help me fight Godrick, and it was just taking forever because, like, some people suck. Sometimes you just get bad luck. And if the host player dies and it's just over. And it was a battle. We finally fucked him up. But I didn't know how to summon people at first. So I was just letting people summon me, and I thought, oh, if I beat the boss, then it's just going to count for all of us.
No.
No, it only counts for the person who's the host. So we actually killed the boss, and I was like, oh, sweet. I did get they don't call them souls in this game. They're just called, like, ruins. So I got ruins for that. So I got to level up some. But then, yeah, then it took way longer for me to actually kill the boss with me as the host. It can take a bit, depending on where you're at, to find people to summon and get them in there. And then it's just kind of a crapshoot of whether or not you're going to get somebody who's good or not. But it's still fun. Like, I like the way the Souls games do multiplayer. Like, to me, I don't know, it's fun kind of bringing... I usually just look for some of the people that look the weirdest, because usually the people who have, like, the weirdest looking setup have probably seen some shit.
not all naked people.
I totally blew it one time. Like, I had this guy who had this fucking massive hammer, and he was just running up on the boss and just stunning the boss, which is pretty cool, because, like, you can jump in this game. So, like, a lot of the combat you'll see is the boss in the middle, and you'll just see players taking off, jumping, stabbing the boss, and they're just flying from all angles. And this guy was just going to town on the boss, doing that with his big-ass hammer. And he had, like, one hit left. And the boss came at me, and I rolled backwards, not knowing I was near a ledge, and just So I felt bad for that guy, because I was the host, so I just killed it, just ruined it. And then I had to go try to do it all over again, but I mean, I'd probably try it on Godric maybe, like, oh man, probably like 30 sometimes.
Wow.
He's a bitch, dude. But then the next major boss I did was, like, the Moon Queen, and it was second try. So
was that the chick in the book tower?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that fight. I've seen that fight.
Yeah, that one's really easy with co-op. Like, we just went in there and just wrecked her. Like, it wasn't even close.
It's a cool boss fight of, like, transforming out of the little library area to giant, you know, shallow lake with the moon behind you. I'm like, this is fucking badass looking.
Yeah, there's a big-ass cutscene in between, too. Like, yeah. I thought I'd killed the boss, because, like, my friend who's playing it, he plays as a different style character. He's talking about how hard it was, and he was trying to just do it with him and some wolves. He wasn't doing it with people. So I went in there and did it solo. I was using the wolves like he was using. I was like, that wasn't too bad. And then, yeah, I transformed over to that different area, and she just destroyed me, like, immediately. So I was like, okay, I'm going to summon some people in here. and then yeah, with two other human players, it was really easy. But usually, like when I fight bosses that aren't major, like, summoning, like, the jellyfish is enough, because the jellyfish will just kind of distract the boss enough for me to do whatever I need to kill it. So I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. Like, it lets me play, like, the kind of play style I usually play with those, which I just got, like, this big ass poking weapon and hide behind my shield. So, and then when I get a chance, I run up, jump, and stab him with it.
What do you think the most fun part about what you're doing is? Like, what is the thing that keeps you coming back? It's not the difficulty, right? Like, is it just the gameplay and the exploration?
Oh, yeah. To me, like, it all feels good. Like, all that, like, frustrating jumping that you're doing in, like, Horizon, like, they don't even have good jumping in any of the Dark Souls games, but the way they do the jumping and movement in that game, it feels way better. So, like, they spend all that time working on that jumping and shit in Horizon, and then, like, much simpler system in those Dark Souls Elden Ring games, and it's more, like, straightforward and makes sense. And most of it's just jumping from one little platform to another and then doing, like, a roll off the edge to land somewhere else. And then exploring the world's pretty cool, too. You pretty much just kind of wander wherever you want. There's obviously, like, there's areas that are kind of blocked off just because they're either too high or whatever. So there's some areas that you just naturally can't get to until later on in the game, unless you find some clever way to do it. And it's just, most of it's kind of like a surprise. Like, I don't have stuff on the map that I necessarily know of. So most of it's just, like, I kind of see this thing that looks like a castle in the distance. I go to it. Maybe some crazy shit happens along the way. Like, there's just NPCs all over that you can interact with. There was one that was just, like, making wolf noises at night in this area. And then I go talk to this dude that looks like he's dressed like Santa. And he tells me that, there's this person at night. And if you do this gesture or whatever, he'll come out. And so, like, I had to go get the jester, and then I had to go back over there. This guy's in a completely different part of the world, and it's just, like, a little snap-your-finger thing. And then, sure enough, there's this dude in, like, this wolf suit just chilling, telling me he wants me to go kill somebody. So just stuff like that you find all over the place. And then, like, the storylines aren't straightforward to you. Like, I know because I've played previous games that you'll start a conversation with somebody, and a lot of times, like, that's just your initial conversation. You're going to see them in some other situation later. And it's all just kind of, like, organic. Like, nobody tells you to go to that place. You just kind of find it on your own.
Right.
So
the one thing I was watching somebody play, and this would be my problem because you can kill essentially anybody and everybody in the game. He had killed this lady who was chained up, and then he talked to this dude, and this dude was like, oh, yeah, go give this letter to this chick. And he was like, I killed that lady already. But apparently, I don't know, you could do this in the other games, but apparently in this one you can atone for your sins and bring them back to life.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I found the place where you can atone.
The old...
apparently said I had nothing to atone for.
The turtle pope?
Yeah, the turtle's...
He's a badass. He's cool.
One time I showed up there and that turtle wasn't there. It was some big-ass dude who just wrecked me.
Whoa.
No idea why. Like, I don't know.
Turtle's legs don't work. He even said he was like, my fucking legs don't work.
Yeah, well, he was not there. And the guy who was there was not friendly. He had like some big ass sword that he was just throwing around, and he would like throw like a boomerang and it would come back and fuck me up.
Fuck that. What's the most, I almost said shines. What's the most souls you've lost or ruins?
I tried to be careful with it. So I think the most I probably ever lost is like maybe 8 or 9,000 or something like that. Which at this point in the game is like about a level for me. But it just keeps, it's just like normal Demon Souls, Dark Souls, all those where the more you level up, the more it takes to level up. So I'm at level like 46 or something right now.
Have you found that, are you grinding a lot?
No.
You're literally just going through the world and letting it do what it is. Nice.
Yeah, because like normally, like the only times I do try to grind is like when I got to Godric, I was like, I would play him and then see like, okay, I can figure out what he's doing. If I bring people with me, can I get close to killing him?
Sure.
If I get close to killing him, I'm like, okay, then that means I can kill him now. And I've tried to go grinding a couple times after failing, and it didn't really seem like it helped me any. So it was more just need to have better luck and
get good.
Play better. A lot of it's just luck, because sometimes like that Godric fight, halfway through, he puts a dragon on his arm and just starts. He's got fire abilities now. And I don't know if it's like if you just stay close to him, he doesn't use them very much or whatever. But sometimes he goes crazy with those fire abilities and he just wrecks everybody. Other times he barely ever uses them. And if you get a situation where he barely uses them, you're pretty likely to win that fight. And I don't know, I think I just had people with me that knew what they were doing, and somebody was probably close to him most of the time and was preventing him from doing it. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I definitely think it's the best version of those games. I never made it all the way through Bloodborne or Sekiro, but I think some of the stuff they do with the boss setups is similar to like things they did with Sekiro. So. I don't know how many there are exactly, but a lot of them are kind of cutscene things.
What are you playing as?
I just picked the Vagabond, which I don't really know why I picked the Vagabond. But you can reset your character. Like after you kill that lady in the library.
Oh yeah, you can reset.
You can reset your character, switch it to whatever you want. So,
like I said, I've watched about. I probably watched, I don't even know, 10 hours of this being played online, 15 hours of this guy streaming this game. And it's fun because watching him play it and he's good at it is intriguing and interesting. And it's like, I don't need to play this. I'm watching somebody that's decent enough to play it and I don't need to do it. And like exploring and going through that is fun.
I don't know. I think it's a lot of fun. Like you're going to die a lot, but like once you realize that and just get over it, then, it's not like it's not a game that you can't get through. Like I felt like there were parts of the Sekiro that is like, I just don't know if I can even do this.
Yeah.
Especially because you couldn't really, I don't think you could summon people to come help you in Sekiro.
What was that? Was there like a rhino or something that you fought, or like there was something,
I remember you fought
and I was like, yeah, this is where I'm done. Like I can't do this.
But like, and I was worried too when I first did those two initial like main boss fights, and they were both tough even with people coming in to help me. I was like, oh man, if this whole game is like this, this is going to be quite the challenge. But it's not. There's some boss fights that are really hard, and then other ones that are just not. I guess maybe it just depends on your build too. Like
sure.
The Moon Queen was pretty slow, and all three of us were like
high dex
melee guys, and she needed time to get off her shit, her magic, and we were all just in there just wrecking her, so she never had time to really get off her magic. So so I think we were just the right setup to just destroy her.
Have you found a finger sword yet?
There's gotta be one. Maybe. I don't know.
Everybody's obsessed
with trees too in this game. Like, I found this one guy who was just standing still, pointing to the tree. And I tried to talk to him, and he wouldn't say anything. He just kept standing there, pointing to the tree.
Did you stab the tree?
I haven't been close enough to stab the tree he was pointing to. I could have stabbed him, but I did not. I just let him do his thing. He seemed like he knew what he was doing.
So. Standing there pointing, yeah, probably.
He had one finger.
Absolutely.
He had all of his fingers, but he was only using one finger to point at the tree.
It's all you need.
To me, like, there's a lot of games where things can be, like, confusing and hard to figure out what to do next, but it doesn't really seem like that's an issue so much in Elden Ring. Like they do try to guide you. Like the main bosses, they'll have like, you know, the little bonfire things, they call them like little grace areas. And if you get a grace area that is close to a boss, it'll like show you like the trail, like this is where you need to go to continue to where the boss is. But as, in terms of like all the optional stuff, it's just kind of up to you to go explore it. And stuff on the map, you can kind of tell like this might look like a town or something like that. If you can't see it in the distance, they do have some weird like magnifying glass thing that you can use that lets you see stuff in the distance. But I've only used it once. I didn't really get what it was for because it didn't really do anything other than let me just look at a bunch of shit.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're having a good time with it. Like I said, I am intrigued from afar, and I enjoy watching that game be played, but I'm glad I'm not playing it, I think.
I don't know. I think if you played Bloodborne and you enjoyed that, I think you're going to get a similar experience.
For a hot second, I thought about buying Elden Ring instead of Triangle Strategy, but
I was really close to using my $15 fake credit on that, but I'm glad I didn't because it would have gotten canceled. Sorry. Go ahead, Ralph.
No, I got Demon's Souls on PS5 I haven't played yet, so I might try to fire that up at some point. I don't know, but I know I won't finish it, so there's that.
I don't know if I'm going to finish that either on PS5. I started playing it and didn't get very far. I don't know if you can do co-op in the new version of Demon's Souls, but I don't think you could in the original. Yeah, and just not being able to do co-op makes things a little more challenging because it's just all on you. I think you can occasionally summon an NPC to help you out in Demon's Souls, but it's not very often. And they usually die pretty quick. But yeah, I mean, there's tons of like just random cool shit in that game that you would never think of. And the monsters in that game are like, especially the boss fights are just incredible. Like I don't think there's any game that does boss fights like a From Software Demon's Souls style game.
How many hours are
you? I think I'm close to 40, I think.
What else does good boss battles, Ralph?
Well, Breath of the Wild. No, I don't.
I think the boss fights in Breath of the Wild were more kind of like puzzle dungeons that ended in a fight, right?
Yeah, I think so. I only fought one boss, so yeah, that Adds up.
Mentally, though, it felt like you were getting your dick kicked in by a boss.
Yeah,
it's basically Dark Souls, Bloodborne, right. Demon Souls.
Yeah,
of the wild.
That boss had one gnarly looking finger.
Right.
Hair everywhere.
That's all you ever need. One gnarly finger.
It's kind of tough to tell if you're doing good or bad. Like, there was one guy that was obviously not a good guy. I walked up, and that, I mean, I guess that kind of helped me think, like, you eventually, like, you go to this area that's like a round table. I don't know if everybody goes there. I think they do. I don't know if it depends on your class. And a lot of the doors are closed, and I didn't really know how to open them, but I guess it's just as you play it, the doors gradually open. And eventually the door opened after I beat Godric, and there's this old-ass lady who wants to look at fingers and shit. There's these two big-ass, like this big-ass hand with two fingers in there. And that's
I saw that room.
Yeah, and that's when you kind of, I don't know.
It's when you really know what it's about.
Well, that finger thing is something, like some type of, I don't know if it's a god or what it is. And then, like, I met some other guy at some church, and he was talking shit about it and asking me what I thought about it. And I guess if you tell him that you're into the finger god, he just kind of, like, leaves you alone because he's not. You can just talk to him again and tell him the exact opposite. So I did that, and he was like, he gave me a...
He's like, fuck man, fuck the fingers!
He gave me a bloody
finger.
It's all
about toes.
He gave me a bloody finger, and the bloody finger, like, lets you invade other people's world. So, he's one of those dudes. But.
Well, good. I doubt you'll have this finished anytime soon, but I'm glad you're enjoying it. Any other questions that you had there, Ralph, on the old Elden finger ring?
No, none.
Okay. Anything else?
What's that port coming?
What's that?
No Switch port coming.
Oh, no. Gotta be on the way.
A cloud version. Give me that.
It's a Special Reserve Games cloud version only Elden Ring.
Yeah, I guess the only version of the game that runs smoothly is like if you play the PS4 Pro version on PS5. So I guess it's like a solid 60 frames per second there. But
it's a very strange thing.
I don't know.
Anything
it's
else?
Kind of weird.
You've played that you want to talk about at all, Ryan?
Oh, man. I briefly booted up Horizon, but I didn't do much.
That game's hard to chip away at, too. I will say that.
Yeah. I don't know if I played. Oh, other than, like, I played House of the Dead 2 in the arcade.
Oh, nice. That's right.
And then I played Guitar Hero 2 or 3 or something in the arcade.
What did you pick to play?
I can't remember what all I played, but I remember one of the guitars did not have a strap on it, and those like arcade guitars are not easy to hold. They're like really heavy and awkward compared to like the ones you would get for your house. So I don't know. I can't, like, if they would have just had like a chair there to sit on, it would have been easier to use that guitar. But I was playing on hard, and it took me a little bit to get used to hitting that orange button again. You know, it's always tricky.
You got to get the fingers working, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when you only got two fingers, it's hard to get. it's hard to get the orange one, you know?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap up with some surmise of score. I know Ralph is dying. To tell me that I lost at something, because I know I fucking lost, but I don't know if we're going to go with that one specifically. So, Ralph, take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Survive Score, Survive Score. I hope you know what you're in for. Survive Score, Survive Score. Everyone survives a score.
You put Gran Turismo 7 on your backlog.
Yeah, I'll go buy it right now and play it.
Welcome to Surmise the Score, the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. And during this season, which will not end.
Never.
Whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list. The backlog list sponsored by Subway. Exactly. Last time I lost, and Derek made me play Incantation, that we talked about. This time, we're going to go over a game on the tip of everyone's tongue, just came out within the last year.
Oh, shit.
Back for Blood.
Oh, boy. Another Fingers game.
I almost bought that game.
We never went over this. Back for Blood. 77 out of 100. That was the PC version, which had the most reviews.
Double John Elway.
Yep. Yes, indeed. So, let's see who lost. Okay, coming in second place with a guess of 80 was Ryan.
Oh, dodged a bullet.
And
there it is.
Winning it with a guess of 76.
Oh, damn.
Was Derek.
Oh, shit. The old rug pulled out from underneath me.
Can't believe you didn't go double John Elway on that one.
Losing again with a guess of 73.
That's like John Elway and Jay Cutler, right?
Yeah.
76.
Oh, yeah, 76. Yes. Just gotta combine. You just got to combine them.
Derek, you won the right again to make me play a game for my backlog list.
Fantastic.
Powered by Quiznos.
Subway Fresh, the Quiznos stuff is, from what I've heard.
I heard Triangle Strategy is going to be on your backlog
soon. He'll have that thing gone in no time.
Yeah, you can pick that if you want.
No, I won't do that. I think in honor of you canceling your pre-order, it is Kirby time in your house. So you have to play some Kirby's Dream Land 3. On the whatever console you decide to play it on.
Well, I have the Kirby's Dream Collection on the Wii, which has it on it.
There you go.
That's the Super Nintendo. Game. It was a Super Nintendo. Yeah. Okay. I got my Wii hooked up.
Is it going to be hard to Kirby if you can't do mouthful mode? Like, once you've seen it, can you
go back?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to find out next week.
I saw somewhere in Japan, if you can buy a Switch OLED and they will
put give Kirby you some in. Mouthful mode for it.
Yes,
they're in the red light district of Japan.
Yeah, they give you what? I'm sorry, I was making an asshole joke. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What do they give you? What do they give you? A pink Switch? What?
No, it is like wraps. It wraps this Kirby around the box. So, like, the whole box, it's like he ate it. I don't know. It's pretty good. Okay. Kirby. I was going to say something else. I please forgot what it was.
Sorry.
What is the best Kirby?
I don't know. I really like Kirby and the Rainbow Curse on the Wii U, but it's not really a mainline Kirby game. I would probably say Kirby's Adventure on the NES, personally.
So they haven't been able to live up to NES Kirby.
I mean, most of them are fine. It's just they're usually very easy. So I don't know. What we got here? WWE 2K22.
Ooh, yeah, 2K22. Oh, no. Return of the GM mode.
Derek, you're our expert here.
Oh, boy.
And you get to go first. What do you think about WWE 2K22?
Who's on the cover?
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, wow. Why?
Yeah, why? You know.
Why do they use the older guys? Why don't they get some like newer, young, up-and-comer?
Listen, you got to think that wrestling's based on nostalgia like everything else in this world. So the only way they're going to sell games is if you're like, hey, I know that wrestler. I should buy it.
What about so that I want to sell them to kids?
I mean, the kids love Rey Mysterio. He wears a mask. He's about the size of the kids, so.
Yeah, but he's also like three times their age.
They don't know that. His name's Rey Mysterio Jr. For all you know, he's a child.
He's also killed somebody in the ring.
Yeah, he killed Buff Bagwell.
They don't talk about that.
Apparently Buff Bagwell's supposedly moving in with DDP.
Yeah, get his life in order.
Jake the Snake, Scott Hall treatment.
Scott Hall fell and broke his hip this week.
Oh, dang.
Maybe he's moving into DDP soon.
Yeah. Floor was apparently a little too slippery.
Sucks.
Boy, what am I going to go with here? I want to go with a 69 because it's funny, and I don't think this game's going to score very well. But I have a feeling people are going to give it a little more credit than that. I'm going to go with a 73.
Oh, man.
73.
Wasn't it a disaster last time?
It was awful 2 years ago when it was, or maybe 3 years ago. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, because last year was the Battlegrounds. Is that what that game was called?
Yep.
They put that out. Well, it wasn't the same development team, but that was the WWE. I feel like
2K20 was the one that people just shat all over.
Yeah. Yes.
Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, I heard them giving that away on the radio station. I was like, oh, man. You guys only knew.
Yeah, I think they did.
Might as well shit in a bag and hand it out.
Good. It'd sell better.
I'll go with the 65. I think it's still going to be hot garbage.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Well, I'll go with the aforementioned 69.
There you go.
Into that. With Rey Mysterio. Why not?
The 619, yeah.
There you go, 619.
Speaking of Rey Mysterio and children, have you guys seen any Match.com commercials recently?
No.
Is he wearing his mask?
No, he's not wearing them. But the tagline is like, dating adults is better. And like, who thought of this?
I'm sorry?
They're trying to say like, immature people are on Tinder. I guess.
Sure.
But it's like,
you don't date.
Yeah, you should probably stop dating kids.
Please stop dating our children.
I saw it earlier.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that thing. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Apparently, dating children is a thing.
Yeah. Well, apparently, they don't want it to be a thing on Match.com. Or whatever the fuck it was. eHarmony or whatever.
It was Match. Okay, this one was.
So what do they do? Not allow anybody under 30 on Match.com?
Apparently.
This is for 40-year-olds.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, internet dating, but it's a thing.
Match.com, I think, has been around for a long time, haven't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been a ton of them. Like, I think like the old people ones are probably like Match.com, and then wasn't there like
FarmersDaughters.com or something?
There was some like Harmony one or something.
eHarmony. Yeah.
There's like there's the church one. There's the farmer one.
BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Yeah. MEAT. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the guys that came to my door.
Yeah. Those guys too.
They have their own website.
Steaks.
There's probably Amish. There's probably an Amish one.
No way.
Amish love bitter.
Probably a Jewish one.
Yeah.
Let's go jaywalking on a J date. Couple of J's.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. There you go. That's the show. Short and sweet for you. What's next week got in store for us? Ryan, more Elden Ring, more fingering.
Yeah, unless I get in on that triangle strategy. So
listen, if you're gonna implement it, you gotta do it early. can't go halfway through the season and try to implement the triangle. It's not gonna work.
Maybe. Do it. It's got to make the playoffs, you know, and then you hit your stride in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's when you change up everything, yeah.
I don't want to change up mid-season, you know, and make sure you get the kinks out.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you go full triangle.
Yeah, for now it's just a real random rhombus or what? I don't even know.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it's just three straight lines, you know.
Yeah, it's before the cool S happens. Three straight lines before the cool S, yeah.
That parallel strategy down on the court, in straight lines.
Yeah. The three laner. I get you. I'm with you.
I thought you were making a reference to Kurt Rambis when you said Rhombus. I forgot Rhombus. It's not his last name.
I wish I knew Kurt Rambis.
Sometimes you just get the ball to Jordan and don't even give a fuck about the triangle.
Yeah. Most of the time.
I think that's what the Lakers did with Kobe and Shaq.
Just get the ball to him.
Give it. Put it in the Fox's hands.
We just tell the team we're running the triangle so that everybody feels like they're involved. But really, we're just giving it to Shaq and we're giving it to Kobe.
Yeah. Don't have, if your name is not Shaq and it's not Kobe, don't touch the ball.
Yeah. Shaq's at the bottom of the triangle. Kobe's at the top of the
triangle. Yeah. There's only two tops of this triangle. Ralph, what do you got for next week? Probably more of the same. Finish up Arceus. Go hard on it.
More of the same. And apparently Kirby's Dream Land.
Yeah.
Three.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to try to just, we'll see how I do with Horizon. I felt pretty good just focusing on that and not moving around, playing a bunch of different games.
Gotta be close to the end, right?
Like I said, I gotta be over halfway through it. I don't know. I think I'm just going to keep going through the main line a little bit. I haven't seen Silence pop back up like at all. So I don't know what's going on. So shit's got to start getting a little crazy here soon.
It's going to pop out on you.
He's got to pop back out at some point.
She stomped on that thing, you know, so she wasn't getting tracked anymore.
Yeah.
And then had a pocket full of them. So
that thing was a triangle too. So a lot of triangles. I mean, Dorito was also a triangle.
Oh shit.
The ultimate triangle strategy. They got the Mamba edition.
Those 3D Doritos.
They still do.
3D,
yeah.
2D Doritos, you know.
HD 3D 2D Doritos.
Yeah.
Have you guys tried? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the focus thing that Aloy has.
Aloy.
Is really the Breath of the Wild of the triangle offense.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Jordan sees.
Yeah,
he knows what it's all about.
Yeah,
yeah.
What Jordan vision looks like.
I don't remember what I was going to say. I already forgot. It literally ran out of my brain immediately.
But Phil Jackson's got that vision on the sideline. Jordan's got it on the court.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Michael Jordan Chaos in the Windy City on the Super Nintendo. Like you keep spamming that button and it just shows you everything.
The triangle button, yeah.
You like track
the Super Nintendo controller.
Yeah, triangle button on the Super Nintendo.
On the knockoff controller.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Those adaptive triggers, you push them down, they go down.
Yeah. It works. It does what it's supposed to.
Hell yeah.
Oh fuck. So yeah, more Horizon for me. We'll see how much farther I get with it. And then yeah, probably Cyberpunk after that is probably my next game.
Do you guys think
try out that Kirby demo?
Oh yeah, I'll play the Kirby demo. I'll download that tonight.
You think they're gonna make a USFL or XFL game?
No.
You think it's gonna happen?
They should last
more than one season.
They definitely should.
Wasn't Midway there... to do it.
No, there wasn't an XFL game, was there?
I think with the Rock's partnership, that thing is destined to be somewhat successful.
Well, they had Vince McMahon. They couldn't do it twice.
Yeah, he's 0-for on the football.
I was thinking of NFL Extreme. So that was on an XFL game.
Like all star on the cover. It's a good game.
Yeah. John Randall was on the second one, I think. Yeah, I would love to see like a Midway style XFL game. Make it blitz like. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Put The Rock in it. I don't care.
Just make The Rock every player.
That's fine. He used to play football.
He's the Death Star stormtrooper. He's the stormtrooper of the football world. It's just his face on every person.
Just like those USFL players, he's not good enough to make it to the NFL. So
right.
It works.
Put Brock Lesnar in there. Put Bill Goldberg in there.
Yeah. Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin. I don't know. He played football. Steve McMichael.
Mongo. McMichael.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he was actually okay. He was probably the best football player turned wrestler.
Yeah, according to Seth Rollins, Mongo McMichael on that Mount Rushmore of football players turned wrestlers.
Draws used to play football too, I think.
Yeah, he did. Darren Drozdov. I think that was his name.
Yeah, I think for a while, Vince was definitely in on the ex-football players becoming wrestlers.
He was going to make a longest yard with all those guys.
Big E, I don't think he ever made it to NFL, but he played.
No, he did play college
football.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Etor Ewan.
Yeah. He couldn't help the Hawkeyes beat Michigan, though. He waved that flag as hard as he could.
You can only try so hard and get so far. But in the end, it didn't really matter. It's a bad callback. But that's going to do it. That's going to wrap up the show. 292 in the books. We'll be back with more video game business in a week. Prepare your fingers. And more importantly, prepare your buttons. You know what I'm saying?
Have you seen that Pete and Pete episode when he was doing the finger exercises?
I've watched Pete and Pete in years, but I should.
He had the like little like tiny wristbands on both of his fingers, and
he's just doing a little.
Yeah, because he's doing a little bit of that because his fingers were too fat to fit in his bowling ball.
That sounds about a Pete and Pete thing. Yeah, that sounds right. That's gonna do it. We're out of here. For Ryan, for Ralph, I'm Derek. Level up.